If you, a family member, or friend, or anyone you know is depressed, please tell them that Tomah Clinic physicians have a treatment that's effective in eliminating depression within 4 to 6 weeks in the large majority of those who use it. Good grief, we're not psychologists or psychiatrists, so how can that be? Well, we're not ophthalmologists or any other sort of eye doctors, yet in the 1980s, we developed a treatment for the most common form of macular degeneration, that's called dry macular degeneration, and this treatment is effective in over 70% of those treated. We also developed the first 100% effective treatment for teenagers with Osgood-Schlatter's disease in the 1970s, a treatment that still works 100% in 2019. We were the first in the United States to use D-mannose, which eliminates 85 to 90% of bladder infections, and as everyone knows, we were the first to prescribe comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement. How can we originate so many successful natural treatments? Because we combine copying nature with nature's substances and energies, intense study of published science, and respect for the wisdom of our medical and other elders in healthcare. But that's definitely a digression. Sorry about that. Back to elimination of depression. This natural approach involves individualized amino acid supplementation, an essential mineral, and other natural cofactors. For over 40 years, my observation has been that low levels of essential amino acids are often found in depressed individuals. Among very many other things, our bodies use these amino acids to make the large majority of neurotransmitters, which are molecules which help nerve cells to communicate. If essential amino acids are low, then neurotransmitters are very likely to be low also, and depression is a frequent result. Patent medicine companies know this too, but since amino acids aren't patentable, they've looked for artificial patentable molecules to raise levels of neurotransmitters. Many patented antidepressants do exactly that, with, of course, multiple potential adverse effects because they don't belong in human bodies any more than Chevy parts belong in your Toyota, or vice versa. The essential mineral involved is rubidium, which is in the same mineral family as sodium, potassium, and lithium. Researchers reported in the 1970s that rubidium used alone was helpful against many cases of depression. Now, I wouldn't use it alone, for reasons I'll mention later, but here is some of the research. Let's see. In 1973, depressed patients who had not responded to any other form of treatment took rubidium chloride. Well, chloride, like sodium chloride, potassium chloride, etc., it's in that family of elements. 70% of those who took rubidium chloride for a minimum of 4 weeks had a good to excellent result, which means they were a heck of a lot less depressed. In 1975, researchers found that the response rate of chronically depressed individuals who took rubidium chloride was 65%. First group, 70%, 65% the second group. Pretty close to each other. Rubidium chloride was found to work as well as imipramine, a so-called major patented antidepressant. Moving forward to 1980, a double-blind study compared the effects of rubidium chloride with a widely sold patent medicine. The researchers found that rubidium chloride's antidepressant results were superior to the patent medicine. I did say superior. That's what the researchers reported. In 1988, 31 women hospitalized with depression, and if you're hospitalized with it, it's got to be pretty bad, took rubidium chloride. By the second week, two-thirds of it significantly improved. In 1993, 20 individuals with major depression were treated with rubidium chloride. The researchers wrote, quote, "Rubidium chloride showed a marked and rapid antidepressive action." Wow! Where's this stuff been? Let's see, it's not patentable, so you can't know about it. And if I try to sell it to you as a rubidium chloride company and let you know what the research says, hey, here comes our public servants with a letter like they did to the walnut producers and the cherry producers telling me they're going to seize all the rubidium. That's why you don't know about it. Now, in 1996, researchers reported that 15 individuals hospitalized with depression were treated with rubidium chloride. And here's what they wrote, in quotes, "Speedy therapeutic efficacy has been shown with lack of side effects." If a natural mineral will do this without hurting anything, and there's only one thing to watch out for that might hurt something, and that's easy to watch for, shouldn't we know more about this? Well, how do rubidium amino acids and other natural cofactors relieve depression? Let's know that about it. Most of us know about the hormone adrenaline, secreted into the blood by adrenal glands, and adrenaline's cousin, noradrenaline, mostly secreted by nerves to communicate with other nerves. Noradrenaline, adrenaline, dopamine, and closely related molecules, often termed catecholamines, are well-known nervous system stimulants. Increasing the effects of noradrenaline and adrenaline are well-known to have a significant antidepressant effect. Now, just for the record, amphetamine and methamphetamine, or meth, are previously patented and much more powerful synthetic versions of adrenaline. Both of these are called uppers in slang. They get you over depression, all right. They also get you addicted if you don't watch out for it. Both of these uppers are powerful and dangerous stimulants and antidepressants. Imagine that. Rubidium, along with those other vitamin mineral cofactors, stimulates the enzymes which use the amino acids phenylalanine and tyrosine to produce catecholamines. But they're identical to natural. They're not something we can get addicted to. In addition to stimulating catecholamine buildup, rubidium also slows its breakdown. Wow! More of it, and it doesn't break down as fast. And in an effect paralleled by many patented antidepressants, rubidium slows the reuptake of catecholamine neurotransmitters into the nerve cells. That means they're out there doing their work longer. Rubidium works better with adequate essential amino acids, so we make sure to have them checked in depressed individuals. Although not every clinically depressed individual has low essential amino acids, the majority do. So testing and treatment for these essential nutrients should never be omitted. If they're low and you're not on a vegan diet, it's very likely that they're low because of either low stomach acidity, or suboptimal anyway, or hidden gluten sensitivity, the latter of which prevents their absorption, even if they're digested. All this may sound a bit complicated, so check with a Tahoma Clinic physician who will help you to individualize this treatment for you if you happen to be depressed. In reasonable doses, rubidium is safe. According to a major English language review of rubidium therapy, quote, rubidium chloride appears to be a safe therapeutic agent when administered orally. Some minor side effects that have been noted are constipation, diarrhea, agitation, insomnia, get yourself too excited, you can't sleep well, and a transient decrease in heart and pulse rate. Rubidium should not be used by individuals with bipolar, otherwise known as manic depressive illness, as it appears to increase the length of any manic phase of that illness. But most importantly, if you're taking rubidium supplementation, it's important to take an equal or greater amount of potassium. Now, that's easy enough to do, and it prevents one major side effect. And I do mean major. What is that side effect? Well, one individual who ignored advice to take as much rubidium as potassium, or potassium as rubidium, whichever, developed very sore muscles, which very fortunately became entirely better after he took relatively large but safe quantities of potassium. No kidding. If we take a lot of rubidium without potassium, it displaces potassium, and those muscles don't like that. So we always should be taking rubidium with potassium. They don't interfere with each other. No, the antidepressant effect still works. There are more details about eliminating depression with rubidium, as well as all the footnotes to where the research previously mentioned can be found. And if you want to see all that, go to the archives at greenmedicinenewsletter.com and check the November 2016 issue. Subscribers can access it at no extra charge. And if you're not a subscriber yet, go to all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Or call 602-252-4477.